Hello and welcome back to St. Peter's Square on the second day of the conclave. And it's a very rainy day. My goodness, I watched the weather forecast this morning on CNN at the hotel, and they were predicting showers and showers of rain. If this is an indication of heavenly blessings, then I think we're more than blessed. So it is pouring down in front of me, a sea of brightly colored umbrellas. That's the advantage of the rain, just like I said yesterday. All these umbrellas do add a little festive note to this otherwise rather gray square. And it is now just 5 minutes before 10:30. And there is a slight possibility, very slight possibility, that there will be smoke. Let me explain. There is a first voting round right now going on at the Sistine Chapel. If they find the new pope, if the vote is conclusive and a candidate gets two-thirds, that is the majority of the voters, then there will be smoke. And if we get smoke right now at 10:30, we know we have a new pope. Otherwise, if the vote is not conclusive, then the ballots will be saved until the second smoke moment, which is going to be at noon. So nobody is really expecting smoke, because that would be a very, very fast conclave if they would be able to decide just after one voting round being inconclusive yesterday and then the second one being the one that finds the new pope. Nobody expects it, but in case there is smoke, then I think we're gonna witness something very special here, because a lot of Italians are still at home. I think they just kind of guess that we will not get smoke. And, you know, who wants to be out in the rain at this early in the day? However, I have my umbrella, I have my digital recorder, and even a small video recorder in my right hand. It's quite difficult to juggle all that, but just in case we get smoke, I want to be here to share it with you. So, despite the rain and the gloomy weather, I have to say that the overall atmosphere is just as festive and joyful almost as yesterday. People are chattering, there's a buzz, people are excited to be here. People are having fun, and, you know, who cares? A bit of rain. It's not what we hope for, of course. I always associate Rome with blue skies and sunshine. But nevertheless, it absolutely doesn't dampen the spirits of those that are here. I'm still looking at that tiny chimney. It's much more visible than it was yesterday evening. I still don't understand why they didn't do a better job just putting some spotlights on it during the night. And there is no smoke right now. I'm looking at the clock. 1 or 2 minutes left, which means I'm going to start to record a short video as well. So bear with me. If you hear me say things twice, then it is because I'm recording something for YouTube. So here we go. Let me see if I can find the screen with... Where is the screen with the chimney? Always have to make sure it's in the background somewhere. Oh, there is an umbrella in front of it. Great. Okay, let me just move over here, get a good view. Okay, here we go. This should kind of work. Yeah, I can just see St. Peter. Hello and welcome to St. Peter Square. It is raining. Rain is pouring down. The weather is horrible. It is just a few seconds before 10:30, and there is a slight possibility that the chimney that you can see on the video screen behind me will smoke. And if that happens, we know that we have a pope. There is a first voting round going on right now, and if that vote is conclusive, then we will get white smoke from the chimney. Now, there are not that many people here on St. Peter's Square that think that that is going to happen, because if the vote is inconclusive, there will be a second voting round and the ballots will be burnt at noon. So, just in case, you know, you don't want to miss it. If there is smoke, we want to be here. So let's take a look. Still no smoke. Let's take a look at the real chimney. Oh, I can't see it. Hold on. We've got to move a little bit. Let me see. I don't know if you guys can see it. It is... my umbrella is in the way. Let's see. It's right there. You see that, you know, just under my umbrella? That's where you see the chimney, but no smoke yet. So, gosh, I think that we have come for nothing this morning because I'm looking at the clock. It is now 10:30. So I'm always looking at that clock over there, just above the bells. And it's definitely past 10:30. So, but then again, you know, they might be a few minutes late. After all, this is Italy. Trains do not always arrive in time, and the same might be true for the smoke. So here's hoping. Let's see. So there is the screen. And you see lots of umbrellas, of course. Here is a Belgian camera crew that is filming me today. And, you know, the funny thing is, the moment I put on my camera and my podcasting equipment, I have like two or three camera crews filming me, which is very distracting because I'm talking to you guys and not to to my colleagues. Here behind me, by the way, you see this man with a microphone. That is my one of my radio colleagues, and he is also reporting for the Netherlands, of course. And so, yeah, there is just a whole slew of journalists, media people, camera crews, all waiting for the excitement if we get smoke. But you know what? It is now 2 minutes past the time that we would get smoke, so I'm not very hopeful. However, as usual, we cannot take any chances, so we will just continue to walk around here on St. Peter's Square. And who knows? Something might happen. And we want to be here. So let me just tell you a little bit more about today. So there was a voting round this morning. There will be another one before noon. If we get a second vote, there will be smoke at noon. Then there is lunch for the Cardinals and for us. And then there will be two more voting rounds in the afternoon. And I'm not certain yet when the chimney moments will be. I have to look that up on the internet. And then if the votes are inconclusive again, then we'll have to wait even more, and we'll see if tomorrow will bring us a new pope. But some, I don't know, I've just got a gut feeling that tonight it could happen. And I've been asked so many times, you know, who do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be Angelo Scola? Is it going to be an American? I've got a gut feeling that we will get Angelo Scola. He is definitely a safe bet, a very good theologian, a very engaging, communicative man, and someone who will be able, I think, to bring a lot to the table that that the Cardinals are looking for. However, we could have a surprise candidate, but the longer the conclave takes, the more likely it is that we will get a surprise candidate. Because then it means that Angelo Scola, who was the front runner according to a lot of newspapers, that he didn't make it, and or there might be actually a situation where you have two candidates that get equal votes, and none of them are able to get a two-thirds majority. And in that case, of course, we could get a third candidate, like a surprise candidate, and that, of course, is going to be a surprise for all of us. So you know what? I'm looking at the clock. It is now 5 minutes past 10:30, 11:30. So I think there's no smoke. I don't think we're going to get a new pope yet. So stay tuned, keep watching these videos, and let me know what you think. Go over to CatholicInsider.com for my podcasts and also for the videos. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Father Roderick, and I'm also on Facebook. But just follow the lead. Just type in my name, and probably something will come up. Thank you for watching. See you soon here on St. Peter's Square. All right, there you go. That was my video. And it is kind of funny because I'm being followed by this Belgium crew. They're doing a short report on, I think, two priests that are using media and new media. And so they're following me around. And I try to not look at the camera, which is very difficult, and at the same time I'm recording. So, and then it's raining, so I have to. I have an umbrella in my left hand. I also have my digital recorder in my left hand. I have my camera in my right hand, with the view screen turned around so I can see myself and film myself. And here is someone I want to... Good Lord! Gary! Awesome! How are you? This is Gary Myers from Australia. Sydney, Australia. And he is... You were working for the newspaper, the Archdiocesan newspaper.
Editor of the Catholic Weekly.
Now, how do you know me?
Now, it goes back a while. I think 2009 in Sydney, you came to our Catholic Press Association conference and entertained us and informed us excellently.
And I had a fantastic time in Sydney. And we've stayed in touch thanks to Facebook.
Yes.
I always admire your photos. Because you're always making pictures of sunny weather, whereas we are slumping around in the snow.
I can only wish we had a bit more sunny weather today. It's great fun standing in St. Peter's Square in the rain.
So what are you doing here this week?
I'm taking photographs and writing stories for the Catholic Weekly back home, so that we have a presence on the ground
Do you write for the newspaper or also for the website?
No, just for the newspaper. Oh, well, what goes in the newspaper also goes up on the website, so for both, yeah.
So it's been so long since we've seen each other in real life, so this is exciting. And I knew that you were here because we had some... You messaged me via Facebook, I think,
gave
me your number, but I just didn't have time to call you.
But I thought, being you, you'd be here.
So yes, yes. Excellent. So
what are you doing?
I'm recording my podcast, usual. This is just a Catholic Insider, as I did in 2005. And I'm doing YouTube videos now, which is kind of a new thing.
So
and that's a lot of fun.
Where's your iPod?
My iPod. I don't have an iPod anymore. It's an iPhone.
iPhone
is in my pocket. Yes. I still have all the equipment at home. And I'm carrying most of my stuff here in this bag. This is my studio. It has a laptop. It has a. You've got a bigger one.
I wish my studio were a lot lighter.
But you have probably a lot of lenses in there.
Yeah.
So you need to protect those. I don't do quality photography, just snapshots, and I'm happy with that.
Well, I'm hoping that in a few minutes' time we might see some smoke. Whether it be black or whether it be white remains to be seen. It's probably too early for the white smoke.
Yeah, well, if there is smoke, we know that we have a pope. That is the cool thing. So because there, it's only going to be smoke when there is a conclusive vote. But I don't expect it. They told us that if there were smoke, it would be at 10:30, and we're now 10 minutes late. So I don't think we're going to get any smoke.
Although it was late coming last night. It was 8:20 before it came.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I expected around 7 last night.
Oh, yikes. So we actually still might get smoke.
It could be if they're running a little late. But as I say, if there is smoke, it's sure to be black, I would say.
So what is the vibe in Australia? Are people interested in what's happening here?
Sure,
I mean, because
sure.
You're in a totally different time zone. Everybody's sleeping right now, probably.
Yeah, exactly. But there is great interest in the conclave and the outcome of the conclave, not only among Catholics, but among all Australians. We've got to consider that this is big international news. Even far away in Australia.
Not to mention that we have an Australian cardinal participating, and quite a cardinal who's been very vocal.
Yes, Cardinal Pell has taken somewhat of a centre stage position at times. He's a wise and senior cardinal. Whether he's Papa Billy, I don't know.
But he does have some weight when it comes to the focus of the cardinals, and he's been asking for reforms and for changes.
Exactly, and it's been said that while he may not be the king, he could take a role in the king making.
That would be very interesting. I saw him during the farewell meeting with Pope Benedict.
Yes.
When one by one the cardinals came to say goodbye, and he was hard to miss because he is, I think, the tallest cardinal of them all.
I think he's a standout cardinal,
He definitely is. I mean, there are some very tiny cardinals from Asia, and he's almost twice the size.
Yes, indeed.
So he could be two popes at once.
In fact, on the way over, I caught up with the Vietnamese cardinal, Cardinal Man.
Was that the one who came late?
He was the last one.
Was he on your plane?
Yes, he was on my flight. And
wow.
I was chatting to him at the terminal, and I couldn't get over how short in stature he is compared with Pell.
So what was the reason that he was so late?
He had engagements, apparently. I did try to find out more, but he was tight-lipped.
He was already practicing his oath of secrecy.
Yes. He was a very, very nice man to chat to.
Nice. Well, it is. It's going to be very exciting. Still no smoke, though.
No, I was thinking I'd better get my long lens set up just in case it does pour forth. You weren't here last night.
I was, yeah.
And you missed the smoke?
No. I was there. I was right in time.
Right. You couldn't miss it even in the dark. It was
as if they were burning tires. Yeah, exactly. Really? Like, what are they doing?
Exactly. They made sure they were sending the an unambiguous message.
Yes. It's been hugely improved. There's actually a whole... They brought in scientists, actually, to advise them on the type of chemicals. And I think this morning, they posted the whole chemical formula, so you can make your own dark black smoke at home.
elect your own.
Yes. Don't do this at home. And hopefully the white smoke will be very clear too, because now I'm looking at this chimney, but there is a rather white background, so it's going to be tough to see white smoke on a white background.
Well, I guess if it's not as dense a black as it was last night, anything lighter is going to.
That's true. Yeah,
white,
yeah. That's probably why they did the voting yesterday, so we could know that black is going to be really, really black. You know. So, oh well. Still waiting. There's a bit of... Do I see a bit of sunshine? I think.
Attempts to shine through.
All right.
This weather, it's been consistently raining, brightening up, raining,
yep.
Brightening up.
Well, that's
up.
Rome. That's Rome.
Without deciding on which way it really wants to go.
Well, I'm glad it's drying up right now. In the meantime, more and more people are still entering St. Peter's Square. These might just be people that are coming here for also the chimney moment at noon. And so they're probably just going to stay here for the entire morning. And I think my radio colleague wants to ask me something.
Als jij het goed vindt, wou ik met jou heel kort eventjes een kort gesprekje maken voor de Nederlandse radio. En dat zetten wij zaterdag uit. Dan zijn dat er weer de rook komt en dan houden we mee op.
Okay, yeah, let me just finish my recording here. So, you know, I'm just going to assume that we won't get any smoke right now. I think we've waited for 15 minutes. I mean, that is about it. If in case we do get smoke, then of course I'll switch on the microphone again. But otherwise, I will be back with a short update around noon to let you know what's happening then. So thanks for joining me this morning. And, well, hey, it totally cleared up. It's not raining anymore, so I can put my umbrella away, and that will free up my hands considerably. So I'm Father Roderick from St. Peter's Square. Go over to sqpn.com and to catholicinsider.com for all my other updates. And follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I already said that in the video that I was recording on the podcast, so you already heard that. All right. I'm stopping now. Thanks for listening, and God bless.